Gratis. Dieses, nimm die Creme und sieh. Dieses dreht sie. Und dieses Sinai. Dieses Nile. Dieses von hier. Dieses Kairo. Dieses Alexandria. Dieses the North Coast. This is from here to here. This is Lower Egypt. This is Nubia. Yes, Nubia. Nubia extends to Sudan.
Uh-huh.
This is Sudan.
Uh-huh.
The Nubian area is from here to here, from from Aswan to Khartoum in Sudan. So this part are the Nubian civilization. Most of them are Nubian. They have two languages. The Nubian language are Faditki and Goldi. They have their own language. It's a pronunciation language. It's not written language. The Lower Egypt here, they are the comes from the Pharaonic civilization. But most of them now, they are, you can't say they are Pharaonic or Arab, but most of them are Arabs. Because when the Arabs come from the, this area, from the Gulf area and the Saudi Arabia, they settled in this area, in Lower Egypt, the Mid Egypt. This is Lower Egypt. I'm sorry, this is Upper Egypt. Upper. Upper Egypt. This is Lower Egypt. Because the land is high from the south and low from the north. That's why this is Lower Egypt, Upper Egypt, this is Lower Egypt. Okay. This part of land, most of them are Coptic. And the Coptic are settled also in Asyut. Because when they escaped from the problems during the Greece time and the Romanian times, they settled in Asyut and Romania and Venezuela. Part of them, part of here is Coptic. A lot of Coptics, you find it in Upper Egypt, and also the Lower Egypt from in Alexandria. This part in Sinai, I'm sorry, this part in Sinai and the North Coast are Bedouin. Here the Libyan Bedouin, and here the Arab Bedouin. But most of them are from one family, like Ben Ali. Qabayl, it's like troops. Groups, Ben Ali. Ben Ali origin are Yemenian from Yemen. They are originally Arabs. So Egypt are very mixed civilization from the Nubian and Pharaonic Arabs and Coptics. And also the Bedouins. But Bedouins they are not entitled in politics and army and
And not entitled, yes.
They are not entitled of anything. They used to live separately. The families of the Bedouin are mixed from here to here. You find relatives in all Egypt, upper, lower, east, west. This is a mixed civilization in Egypt.
Five main ingredients.
Five main ingredients.
The main, for example, the in Spain, I know Spanish language, 20% is Arabic.
Arabic.
In Egypt, how many percent is Arabic and how many?
100% Arabic.
100%. Means that these four layers are covered totally by Arabs. So Arabs, like Turks, settled down in Anatolia because there were no Turks before. Before 1000 after AD, there were no Turks. In Egypt also, Arabs came at 600, when?
Yes, 600,
650, 660. Yeah. So now, on the face it's Arab, but where are these Coptics and their understanding, their contributions? Where do they live? The Nubians?
No, the Nubians only in the south.
No, the contributions of Coptics and Nubians, they are lively or they are dead? they are they dead civilizations?
The Coptic civilization is dead civilization.
Mm.
But the Coptics are living like, you know, the Christians. The Coptic are the Christians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Christian lives between us, among them.
Coptics are Christians, and then they are the sons of the Egyptian civilization, pyramids. Are they?
No.
No. Who are they?
They are naturally Egyptians. They still kept their religious as a Christian, because when the part of the time in Egypt was a Christian, was Coptic.
Mm.
The Coptic, the word they Coptic have, comes comes from Kobit. Coptic comes from Kobit. Kobit comes from Kemet. Kemet means the black soil.
Mm.
This is a Latin word.
Mm-hmm.
The black soil. The black soil means Egypt. Egypt comes from Kemet. The Kemet.
Mm-hmm.
Kemet transferred to be Egypt in the English language.
Mm.
But the origin of Kemet is the black soil, the name of Egypt.
Black soil means black face.
No, the black soil, the black land.
Ha, the soil is black.
Yeah.
Ha, the where is the black soil? Because it is desert.
Because of the mud of the Nile. The mud of the Nile is the soil.
Black so soil is soil? Black soil is also fertile soil. Fertile soil.
Yes.
Very fertile. Yeah.
Very fertile soil.
Mm.
That comes from the name of Egypt comes from.
Mm.
Egypt comes from Kemet. Kemet is the name, the origin name of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Mesr, the name of Egypt.
Mm.
Mesr, we call it Masr.
Mm.
Mesr comes from Misra'il. Misra'il is the eldest daughter of Adam, which the name of comes from Masr.
Hmm.
When I'm sorry, not Adam, it's Noah.
Eldest daughter of Noah.
Eldest daughter of Noah.
So it was Masr was she.
Yeah,
not he.
No, it's he.
He.
He. Yes, he's a man. He's a male. He's the grandson of Noah. When Noah moved from the floating of the land, so one of his sons settled in Egypt. He said to my grandfather, I need to settle in this land, the fair land, I will settle here. Mm. So he approved him to settle in Egypt and give the name of Egypt, not Egypt, Masr, for his son, his eldest son. So that's the name of Egypt comes from. So if you would like to make it like this, so the Coptic, the Christian, called Coptic because they are, comes from the origin of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
They are the base of Egypt. They are the Christians. They didn't, the people who didn't transfer their religious from Pharaonic religious, they transferred from the Pharaonic religious to the Christian religious, and they kept during the Arabian time, during the Muslim time, they kept the religious as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them are the base of the Egyptian, but now they are like 7 or 8% of the Egyptian people.
Coptics,
Christians.
Mm. Christians, and they are the original Egyptians.
They are the original Egyptians.
Mm. The pyramids, pharaohs, who were they?
The pyramids?
Pyramids people, old Egyptian civilization.
Ah, huh? It's Egyptian civilization, of course.
They are pharaonic.
They are pharaonic, not Coptic, they are pharaonic.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The pyramid time, they are the starting from the third dynasty till the fifth dynasty. This is the pyramid builder. This between 3000 BC until the pyramid time from 2500 BC. Till 3500 BC, it's 1000 years.
The pharaohs they are originals of Egypt.
Yes.
Like Coptics, they are originals.
The Coptics,
but they are.
The Coptic start to appear in, you can say, like starting from 200 AD.
Ha, AD, later. Pharaohs are earlier.
Yes, of course.
Earlier.
So the Coptics, they are already the nation of Egypt who believed in the Christ, and this, and they transferred the religions from the Pharaonic gods to the one god and the Christian prophet.
But the name Egypt is given by Coptics, not Phoenicians. Though Phoenicians are older.
Yeah, the Phoenicians are older, yes.
But they didn't give their name. So this is interesting to me.
Egypt, during the Pharaonic age, it's called Kemet.
Yes.
Kemet is the name of Egypt during the Pharaonic period.
Mm-hmm.
So the Coptic take their name from Kemet,
mm-hmm.
transferred to Kobet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Kobet transferred to Egypt in the English language.
So Christians gave the name. It is the same story like Turkey. It is the same.
Yeah.
In Cappadocia region, there were Christians, and then they created later the Roman Empire. It is the same story.
The same story.
Yeah. The same. So when we look at the face of the Egyptian people, 7-8% is Christians, but all are Arabs.
Mostly Arab.
Hmm.
But the base language is Arabic.
But they are, the face and the language is Arab. But
the language is Arab, but the base, it's mixed.
Huh. Face is Arab, but the base is mixed. Yes.
The base language is Arab.
Hmm.
But the features of the face are mixed.
Hmm. Yes.
The features of the face are mixed.
Yeah, this is very important.
Yes, because you can find black Christian, white Christian, mm-hmm. straight nose Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Large nose Christian.
Mm-hmm.
The Arabs are the same also. You can mm-hmm. find straight nose
mm-hmm.
Muslims, wide nose Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Nubian. The Nubian are, most of them, all of them are Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
The Nubian part of Upper Egypt, all of them are Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the mid, of lower of Upper Egypt are Arabs and Coptic. But the north is the most different part because all of the Arabian who settled in Egypt, the people who comes from the east, who comes from the west, they prefer to settle in the north of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandria, Dumyat, Kafr-Sheikh, mm-hmm. the north of mm-hmm. his part. Mm-hmm. So it's very mixed. You can't recognize. You can find most, a lot of them looks like Indian, mm-hmm. Turkish. We have a lot of Turkish families lives mm-hmm. in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And they still carry their old names.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very mixed civilizations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the only part who kept their origin are the Nubian and the Bedouin.
Because they are in the...
Isolated.
Yeah, isolated. Isolated Bedouins are isolated in the desert.
In the desert, the west and the
mountains. East. Isolated
the
in...
The Upper Egypt isolated, the Nubian isolated the south of the Nile.
Yes, yes. So they didn't change their...
Features.
Yes, features and faces.
And they still keep their origin language, the Nubians. They still keep their origin language, the Nubian language. The two languages of the Egypt.
Nubian language is...
All of them are talking Arabic. Mm. But they try to give the tradition of their origin language.
Mm.
Like the Red Indian in America.
The Nubian language is African language?
Actually, I don't know, but it looks like African language.
Mm-hmm.
It's not written language.
Mm-hmm. Africa, to me, is very interesting because the human adventure started in Africa. First man appeared in Africa. And
it's
first...
Not true.
Hmm?
First man, like the Adam, maybe in Africa or maybe in India.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say Adam came in India.
Mm-hmm.
Part of them say from Africa, but nobody should.
The abilities of humans, abilities are gained in Africa. At the very base. I read. Abilities of thinking started in Africa, but later Africa suffered a lot because of these Westerners. So really this first time I heard, I thought to make a conversation with you to take this information. Why? Because Turkey and Egypt, as I told you, two centers. One center...
We have a lot of relationship relatives because of the... Turkey is here.
Mm-hmm.
Is here. Egypt is here. So we control the entrance of Asia and Europe.
Together.
Yes.
If we become together...
We control the whole world.
Yes.
The center of the world.
Yes, this is true.
Also, when you have a look to the world plan, we are in the center.
Yes.
Egypt.
Yes.
The entrance to Europe and to Asia, and the entrance to Africa and Asia.
Yes, to the south and to the west.
Yes, this is all world.
Yes, 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 yes. Very interesting, very interesting. Oh, thank you very much, Mohammed. Thank you. I can read. I will compile these notes and then I will send back to you as well. So I will send my pictures, photographs from the presentation, because, as I told you, 3M, Masr, Mesopotamia, Mavarainer. So these are the center of Mediterranean civilization, covered by Nile, Euphrates, Tigris, and there is one Mavarainer, two rivers.
But the countries of Mavarainer, the two rivers you say Mavarainer, the Sihon and Gihon.
Yes. Sihon and Gihon. Yes.
Sihon and Gihon, yeah. These countries, Kazakhstan,
Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, yes. Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan, mainly Uzbekistan. Yeah. Mainly Uzbekistan.
And some theory says that the dam of the built by
Russians,
the,
Russians.
No, the dam was built in Quran story, in Surah Al-Kahf. I think some theory say that this dam built in this area, Mawra'in-Nahr countries, Dhul-Qarnayn king who built the...
Dhul-Qarnayn, yes.
Dhul-Qarnayn, when he built the dam to isolate the bad people who... I'm sure my mind is very bad.
You cannot remember. Later, you will send me mail. Eh? You'll send me mail. You'll send me mail. This is a theory by a German thinker. He has published Philosophical Atlas. In this atlas, he say the areas between Nile and Amudarya. Amudarya is Ceyhun is the center of the world. Here is the center of the world. Between how many rivers? 5 rivers.
The Nile, Furat,
Dijla,
Sihon,
Ceyhun. And later comes Indus and Gange. Yes, India. Real India. Now time to go. Thank you very much for your contribution, Mohammed. So I will share. I have your phone, and then we will share. Thank you very much. It was a great contribution to me, with your, especially this information, this data. Now time to go. Yeah. Yes, here. The car is here. He's here. He has nagile. The Syrian guide gave to him, so he will send the to Syrian guide. Thank you, Mohammed. Thank you. See you again, inshallah. See you. Goodbye. Okay. Get gentlemen. Goodbye. Ulan Ahutuba gibi geldiniz, Ajda Pekkan gibi dönüyorsunuz ha. Ahutuba. Sorry. Ahutuba biliyorsun, çantalarla dönüyordu hep. Getir abi.
Seni tutunudur
abi. Abi ayarla sen.